News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Lawmakers with concerns over the Affordable Care Act with mixed reactions to a 21-hour argument against it on the Senate floor. Fox's Mike Emanuel reports on just how the Senate minority leader reacted.
There was some division among Republicans on strategy over how best to defund or delay Obamacare. Some, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz, wanted to hold up a government funding bill. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell took a different approach, but saluted Cruz's efforts.
Obamacare is wrong for America and needs to be repealed. The senator from Texas is focused on the dangers of this law, explaining once again why we are all of us on this side of the aisle committed to overturning it.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
More details have been released about the Sunday fatal hunting incident in Marathon County. Sheriff's investigators say 32-year-old Sang Her accidentally shot and killed 29-year-old Su Chang from about 50 yards away. Su Chang was near a tree and two squirrels he had previously shot when he was struck in the head by a single rifle round. Sang's brother, 37-year-old Blong Her, was part of the hunting party. All three men are from Wausau. The shooting happened at about 9:10 a.m. this past Sunday on private land in the town of Halsey, northeast of Athens. Marathon County Sheriff's investigators and the Department of Natural Resources are continuing their investigation. Wisconsin's Department of Justice launching a new campaign targeting the dangers of heroin. Andrew Beckett has more.
The ad campaign focuses on something called the fly effect. Much like the nursery rhyme about the old woman who swallowed a fly, it's meant to show how heroin use can spiral out of control. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says many of those who try the drug do so without fully understanding its effects.
What it is our effort to do is to reach out to those potential users and abusers of heroin, to those family members who may not be aware of the risks out there or what their children or loved ones may be facing.
The ad campaign is one of several efforts the DOJ is pushing to combat heroin use, a problem Van Hollen says is rapidly growing in the state. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And Van Hollen is traveling around the state announcing the new program. He does plan a stop in Wausau tomorrow afternoon. Unemployment rates down in all 12 of Wisconsin's metro areas. That's what state labor officials said today. Unadjusted, the actual jobless rates range from 4.5% in Madison to 7.9% in Racine. Unemployment also fell in all but three of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Monroe and Menominee counties were unchanged. Bayfield, the only county with a joblessness rate, rose from the previous month. County rates range from 4% in St. Croix near the Minnesota Twin Cities to 16.7% at the home of the Menominee Indian Reservation. Authorities in Portage County investigating an accident that happened in the town of Sharon last night. A motorcyclist struck a deer and was laying in the roadway when another vehicle struck the motorcyclist. He's a 56-year-old Rosholt man. He's now hospitalized at Aspirus Wausau Hospital for medical treatment. He was flown to the hospital by the medevac helicopter. His condition not released and his name also not released. Governor Scott Walker at his small business summit in Stevens Point today. He's still trying to reach that 250,000 new jobs goal, and he says it's a tall order, but one thing that'll help is over 11,000 new businesses.
As I mentioned to small businesses here today, we've now seen a net increase of more than 11,000 new employers. There's 10,000 new businesses. We've seen more than 11,000 new businesses here in the state over the last two and a half years.
The governor also announced there will be some legislative initiatives coming up in the legislature shortly to help with job creation and training efforts. The state has revoked the license of a child residential care center at Prairie du Chien. This after a youngster was severely injured there in June. State Journal saying that the Wyalusing Academy was told by letter Friday it would lose its license for failing to, quote, ensure the health and safety and welfare of children in its care. That youngster got hurt June 24th. The center did not seek outside medical help for over 24 hours afterwards. The center works with children who have functions below their grade levels, and they have about 70 residents from three states. Playboy magazine rating UW-Madison as the nation's second best party school. The magazine issued 8 rankings in recent years. UW was ranked the country's hottest party campus as recently as 2006. But this time they trail West Virginia. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Clear and cool, some areas of fog later in the night, and a low of 43 degrees. We'll have a light breeze with that. Areas of fog early tomorrow, then sunny and mild, high of 74. Thursday night, clear again, not as cool, down to 52, and sunshine Friday, breezy, warm, and 78. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.